And we're number four. And I'm David, and we work with Lois and Ryan and Jennifer and Kevin to kind of take a look at that space where 17th and Commerce kind of intersect. There's no real commerce except it's kind of one way coming from the convention center and then disappears into a University of Washington parking lot on the other side, and 17th kind of disappears coming from the east, and then, I'm sorry, coming from the west, and then reappears just for the sake of connecting to Pacific Avenue at the bottom. So in looking at that space, when we looked at what we liked best, we saw lots of opportunities out there. There's lots of kind of storefronts, shops that are available there, lots of open space. There are some people milling around, kind of coming through from UWT. So that we saw lots of opportunities in there. There's organic lines. There's kind of some reasons to stay already. There's a little bit of interest in the way things are laid out. There's some trees, some vegetation. There's a warmth of buildings, that historic building feel. There's a lot of human scale there. There's sidewalks. There's, you know, pedestrian connections. There's pedestrians cutting through there. It was clean. It felt safe. You know, some spaces you start to kind of wonder about that. When we started looking at what we didn't like, we saw that 17th Street, as it comes around there, is really way too wide. It's accommodated for about three lanes of traffic, so the area really becomes auto-focused. There's little pedestrian emphasis. It's really difficult to kind of cross in areas. Crosswalks are there. They're not well marked. You really go there to park or drive through. It's not a destination. There's no reason to kind of come to that intersection unless you're just passing through it or if you're cruising around looking for parking. There's lots of no signage. Don't cross here, don't park here, this is this only, don't do what you want to do, only what we say you can do kind of signage.
Don't come here.
Exactly, but don't come here, just keep driving through. I know I mentioned it was clean and felt safe. Well, the opposite end of that is it kind of felt a little sterile. There weren't many people out there. It was a little too clean. And part of that, we think, was because there was just too much pavement. There's pavement all over out there, and it wasn't really interesting pavement, it was just pavement. So when we started looking at small changes to make, or quick improvements, was get some street vendors in that area. There's lots of the open space that's kind of available. There's some flat areas for parking carts, that kind of stuff that can go in. Putting out some seating, benches, tables, that kind of stuff. Reasons for people to stay in the area instead of just passing through it. In addition, there's no signage. I think it's been mentioned before, you don't know where you're going, you don't know where you're at. We don't know that UWT is right there. There's a little tiny monument sign that's about 3 feet high with about 18 inches that say UWT on it. There's no signage for the park there. We don't know that we've come to a public park. It kind of looks like it's part of the Marriott from that angle. You know, you kind of think, is that part of the Marriott? Are we allowed to use that? 17th Street, as I mentioned, kind of ends as you head up from Pacific there and wraps around into Jefferson, but then reappears on the other side of Commerce. I'm sorry, on the other side of Broadway, just up the hill. There's no way for a pedestrian to just keep walking straight up that hill. There's new University of Tacoma, UW-Tacoma housing going in right up there, and we saw at least one person cut through down that hillside where it's just grass right now. An easy fix would just be put steps in to draw people the rest of the way down that hill. The street lights out there are really auto-focused. They're about 25 feet high. There's some good gas lights on the UWT side. They weren't continued across the street. Replace those. Redefine your crosswalks. Right now it's gray and a little bit darker gray. Make them a little bit more significant out there. At least one person in another group I saw getting honked at as they were trying to go across the crosswalk because the driver wasn't happy that they were standing in the crosswalk. Add a little more trees. Add a little vegetation out there to kind of soften that sense of it's all paved surface, even just around the intersection. There's no street trees as you kind of continue up Jefferson around the bend there. That's a place that that can happen. When we started to spend the real dollars, we started to look long-term and saw the roadway should be shrunk there. We don't need three lanes across there. Drop it down to two lanes or even less. It's got parking on the sides, but then where it's striped red, the road doesn't narrow at all. Maybe some bulb outs, that kind of thing, to keep the road narrow. People come flying around that turn right through the crosswalks that are kind of poorly marked, and we're just waiting kind of for accidents there. Right across from this intersection, I mentioned one side has UWT parking in it. It's restricted. You know, they're the only ones who are allowed to park there kind of situation. That's a perfect space to be converted for some type of active use. And we didn't coordinate with Group 6 or Group 8, but one of our ideas was a skate park in there because it's flat, it's already paved, it's not really used as anything else right now. Other active uses were basketball courts, volleyball, just kind of a flex space for whatever events would be going on there. They're right next to the main primary space, but it's a little smaller, a little cozier, a little more mixed in amongst the buildings. Maybe even outdoor eating or something like that there when it's not any other uses going on. One of the other things we talked about doing there was a Third Thursday art market, kind of what other people have talked about. When you've got the Third Thursday walk, make that as the emphasis time for people to come out, display, sell those art products, draw people a little bit away from maybe the art museum, away from the glass museum, to this other location to kind of tie some of those in. We've got a couple other things here. Use Commerce Street at UWT to draw people from University of Washington to Pacific Plaza. Right now you've got this great cut through along Commerce Street through University of Washington, which is completely pedestrian, completely closed off until you get to that parking lot. Then it kind of stops. If you're walking from the other way, there's nothing there to really draw you through. You know, a large piece of public art. We had talked about an archway, a large monument, something to say, hey, there's more down here, keep coming, you know, that kind of tentacle sense of drawing people from, you know, just going straight up the 19th Street steps and saying, oh yeah, look, down there a couple blocks, we could walk down and there's more going on out there, to draw people over to the park instead of having them cut off in the middle of the University of Washington. Mm-hmm. We talked about something that I think it was either Group 8 or Group 6 that also talked about, which is kind of a Little Italy along the back side of the Grassi's building. Between Grassi's and Milgard, this is this nice little spot where the prairie line continues through, but right now it's kind of parking that's a number of years old. There's no real pedestrian way through there. Flatten that off a bit into a couple of terraces, create a bit more defined walkway, add some tables, awnings, that kind of stuff, and you've got a good public outdoor eating area that's protected from the elements, protected from traffic, protected from all those cars driving by. The last couple things is the Carlton building. It seemed like we need some more clear storefront glass on that. It looked like it might have been a little bit kind of fuzzy storefront glass. You can't really see what's going on in there. It doesn't create that pedestrian interest. And then we need some more seasonal coverage. The awnings, maybe even heaters to kind of improve the weather a little bit if we can, to kind of go from there. And the list of people to work with on this is varied, and you've seen it before, so I'll kind of go from there.